Hi there, this is Lori Ann Shoes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. So, in today's audio, it's another business, I guess I can't call it marketing because it's not really marketing, but it could affect your business. Anyways, is tips on getting the right hire for your business. So really we're looking at you as the business owner or the boss and how you, some tips on how you can select employees. But even if you are on the other end of that, if you are the employee, this is going to be helpful because it's things that you should know that will help you ace your next interview. Okay. So I wanted to start by giving you a bit of background here before diving into this topic. So firstly, I wanted to tell you the story, and it was a few years ago, and I was at my aunt and uncle's house sitting around their kitchen table with their three sons, who are all about a decade and a half younger than I am. And the topic came up about resumes and interviews. And as I was talking about, you know, my experience in hiring people, and what I look for in a resume and when I'm interviewing, I became acutely aware that absolutely everyone was captivated by what I had to say. And I thought, oh, this is weird. It wasn't kind of a discussion. It was everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, like I was holding some golden jewel of information. And I realized that in this group, I was the expert because none of the rest of them had ever owned a business or had ever been a boss. And it struck me how much I have learned over the years of interviewing, hiring, and firing people, and from actively learning more about this topic because I had to and wanted to in order to be a better business owner. So that's kind of one thought. And then it takes me to my second point that I have actually actively learned how to be better at hiring. I've listened to several audios on the topic, and most recently this past winter, I came across a video on a novel way to write your ad for hiring an employee, which I think you're going to find rather fascinating, totally different than anything we had ever done in the past. So let's start there. So if we start with the advertisement, now this, like I said, this is kind of fascinating. So the guru I learned from said that you want your ad to weed out the duds before they even apply. You don't want them to apply. And so you want to be crystal clear and blunt about what you want and what you don't want. And you want to repeat yourself to be extra clear. And basically, don't worry about your word count because it's going to save you time and money in the long run. So let's go. I'm going to give you an example, and this is the one that we ran for our most recent round of hiring for an assistant slash underwater treadmill underwater treadmill assistant and slash admin or front desk person. Okay. So, searching for the right person or persons to fill full-time or part-time positions of rehabilitation assistant slash reception at a busy physio clinic for dogs in Calgary. We see an average of 15 to 20 dogs a day, both for physical rehabilitation therapy and for hydrotherapy underwater treadmill, and currently have a staff of 9 employees. We are looking for someone that has the ability to multitask while being thorough and complete in their job and to excel in customer service, genuinely care about our clients and their needs, and will go out of the way to assist them. Love of dogs is implicit in the position available, and deep knowledge of dog behavior is essential. We need to know that all of our staff is able to work with dogs of all sizes and temperaments safely, and that they are able to prevent dangerous situations amongst our canine patients. Previous reception experience in a medical-related setting would be a great advantage for the successful candidate, i.e. dental, medical, or veterinary office. Training for rehabilitation assistant duties will be provided in-house and on the job. The ability to work well both independently and with others as a dependable team member and to complete those tasks accurately and timely is an absolute must. If you are able to multitask and retain a degree of awareness of the activities taking place around you so you can assist others if needed, this job would fit you well. We would require you to be meticulous and accurate while performing your duties, as well as while capturing data and information in patients' charts. Initiative, self-motivation, problem-solving skills, and eagerness to be an integral part of running the clinic's operations on a daily basis are highly valuable assets. We would also require you to have a certain confidence level and use of computers. Our scheduling and billing system is computerized, and we cannot afford screw-ups with either of these areas. Be aware that if you are someone who becomes bored when you have completed your daily tasks, or often finds you have extra time left on your hands and so feels entitled to leave early, then this job is not for you. The job, by nature, has some physical demands. It requires the ability to work on the floor, lift up to 50 pounds of weight without compromising your back or joints, and have flexibility to operate in tight spaces. Our underwater treadmill pump room is tight. If you are interested, please send us your name and contact details along with a list of previous employers or supervisors with a few sentences to describe what they might say about you if asked. Let us know why you would be interested in this job, and if you have a resume, please send that as well. We will request interviews of the most suitable candidates. Okay, so I didn't write that one firsthand. My business partner did, but I did a little bit of tweaks to it. Anyways, let's just say it's a totally different ad than what we have ever run before in the past. And some of the things you'll notice, again, it repeats, and we're saying in multiple different areas that we need attention to detail, and problem solving and initiative and all of those sorts of things. Now, within this, what I expect to get back is there in letter of intent with exactly what I asked for. Name, contact details, list of employers, and what they would say if I were to ask. And even though I said to send a resume, if they had one, they better well have one, or that's a red flag. Because right here, I weeded out some people because of how descriptive the ad was. And if they don't follow instructions, then they're also weeded out. And finally, if they don't go the extra mile to send a resume, then they're also out. So that being said, you know what, if their response back to me is fairly good, I could ask for a resume just in case they thought they shouldn't provide one. So as you'll notice, the ad is totally different, and it's not about, you know, we're a practice that has this, 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 and that. I actually only want the best people applying because they look at this and say, yeah, okay, this sounds cool, and this is me, and I fit this profile, okay? I don't want them looking and saying, oh, okay, well, you know, I wonder how much they pay, and it weeds out the duds. You weed out the people who are just, oh, I want to find a job. You're looking for people who want your job, okay? Alrighty, so now, let's say then that ad brought in a number of responses, and based on that, I can weed it down to, you know, let's say I've got 5 or 10 that I think are hopeful candidates, and then I'm going to send them a questionnaire, okay? Because quite frankly, if you can't take the time to fill out a questionnaire, then don't waste my time coming in for an interview, I say. So here's what I have on my questionnaire. So this is the next line of weeding them out. So the candidates who I thought, okay, their resume looks good, or and their what they got back to me looks good, now I send them the questionnaire. So my questionnaire, I ask for name. I do ask for their age range, and I know this could be a little bit tricky that you're not supposed to ask for age, but you know what? I've got it on here. They could actually refuse to answer that, and that's fine too. So I have it as age range. So 18 to 25, 26 to 30, 31 to 39, 40 to 49, and 50 and beyond, with a big smiley face behind that. You know what? I used to say I didn't want to hire anybody younger than me, but as I get older, that really starts to diminish our pool of working populace. So, and actually, we do now have three. One gal just turned 30, so it was 4. But we have 3 20-year-old, 20-something-year-olds, and they have been great. But Anyways, so I do ask that. We ask, do you currently or have you ever owned a dog? 4, if yes, please describe your experience with owning a dog and your philosophy on good dog ownership. So here I want to actually figure out their thought processing. I want to know, we've had some people totally hang themselves on that question, so that's a good one. I like that one. 5, have you worked with animals and specifically, have you worked with animals and specifically dogs in any of your past work or volunteer jobs / endeavors? If yes, please describe. So in our line of work, I really hope they have worked with dogs at some point in the past, because if they haven't, well, they likely shouldn't be working in my canine rehab clinic. Okay, 6. In your past positions, what would you say have been your greatest strengths and areas needing improvement? So I want them to actually be a little bit introspective here. I want them to dish dirt on themselves and go from there. And it's a very good, it's a very voyeuristic question. I like that one. Okay, 7. 7. How have you worked on strengthening your skills in areas where you have needed improvement in the past? So now I want them telling me what they've done. So maybe they had a challenge. Maybe they didn't know computers, but they learned computers. Maybe they took courses and things. I want to know that they care about actually improving themselves in some capacity. Okay, then, if this job is for administration, then I do want to put some of your basic stuff, like what experience do you have working in reception or administration? And the second one I would want there specifically is, what computer programs have you worked with in the past? So those we have, just those two questions we also add to our admin questionnaire. Okay, 10. We are likely to need assistance to work some evenings and most Saturdays. Are you available for these shifts? Please quantify or qualify your response, i.e., what is your availability specifically? Because, you know, we've had people who are like, oh, that's great, and, you know, and we're talking to them, we're thinking this is going to be great, we're down to an interview stage, and then they tell us, oh, well, actually, I have something every Saturday and every weekend, weeknight, except Fridays. Well, okay, so I want to weed this out right now. 13. Oh, whoops. Oh, I jumped a whole bunch. 11. What is the range of your salary expectations to start? You know what? And I think that's good. Mostly what we have found being in the rehab side of things, there isn't anything out there that's standard. So I just kind of want to know where they're coming from. There's sometimes we've had people put a number down that we're like, oh my word, I can't touch that. And sometimes they put one that's like, okay, that's in our ballpark. And it helps us to gauge a little bit too as to what is the reality out there for people. So I just want to know their expectation. 12. Are you looking for full-time or part-time work? If part-time, how many hours a week are you interested in working? So, good to know. 13. This can be a physical job. Do you have any physical limitations or injuries that we should know about or that might require job modifications? Okay, so especially if we've got people working the underwater treadmill and maybe they have to help a neurologic dog, I need them to have good back, good elbows, good shoulders, good neck, because, you know, that they can't do the job without that. So I need to know for that particular job that they can do those things. Okay, 14. Do you have experience in working with the public, i.e. any form of public service work, interacting with customers or clients, dealing with customer complaints? If yes, please describe. Quite frankly, they need to have worked with the public in some capacity, or I'm not hiring them. Go learn how to work with the public on somebody else's time. Go get a job at some fast food restaurant. Learn how to deal with the public. Then I'll hire you. Okay. 15. In your opinion, what makes for good customer service and good customer experiences? And here I just want to get a feel for that. Most of your intelligent people will be able to read this question and know what I want to hear. Okay? So really this is just a question that weeds out the total duds, right? Because most anybody should be able to read this and go, oh, well, you know, here's what she wants to hear. So don't worry, once we get to interview phase, I'm gonna hammer in on this one to get a little bit better insight into their real dealings. Okay, 16. We look for employees who are avid learners, self-starters, motivated individuals, who like to work hard but enjoy the environment they are in. Can you give examples of your life that would demonstrate to us that you would possess these characteristics? Okay, so we're asking them more about themselves. We start to get a little bit of an insight into who they are, what they do, some of their interests. So hopefully they have a bit of a well-rounded personality as well. And so this will help us to see a little bit that side of them. Okay, 17. What expectations would you have for your employer or employment? So I want to know, and this sometimes will tell you about their past experiences, but we've had people, you know, I would want my employer to be fair. I would want to be treated with respect, stuff like that, which is fair enough. So again, you're just, these are almost trying to weed out those people that are going to write something down that's a big red flag. Okay. What are your hobbies and outside interests? So hopefully they have some outside interests and hobbies. 19, is there anything else you would like to tell us about yourself? And I kind of like that one because then that gives people an opportunity to say anything else, try to impress me, try to, you know, put a little bit of their personality into it. So I like that one. And I quite like when people take the time to fill that out. And then lastly, last line is, thank you for taking the time to answer our questionnaire. We will let you know shortly should we wish to schedule an in-person interview. Okay, so in this whole thing, okay, what I'm looking for is depth. Do they go the extra mile to answer the questions? Can they be introspective? And yes, the answers themselves that are important, like can they physically do the job? Are they available Saturdays? Are important face value questions. But I want to get into their head a little bit here. How do they think? What do they think? And spelling. Oh, by golly, they had better know how to use spell check because that drives me crazy. If you cannot use spell check, then I don't want you. Your attention to detail is lacking. Okay. Now, we have found some candidates actually never get back to us when we ask them to fill this out. And I got to say, great. We've just weeded out a couple more duds. Okay. So now, those who are appearing to be the cream of your crop, okay? These are the best ones. They've gotten back to you. They've sent in their questionnaire. And you like their answers, okay? There's no red flags. Then these guys get an interview. So you offer them an interview. And you would think that we asked all the questions, but I've got more. And besides, I want to see them. I want to talk to them. I want to see what my gut tells me. And I want to see how they think on their feet. Alrighty, so in person, I'd give them a tour of our clinic, and I want to engage in discussion first. So, you know, also tell me what interested you about this job. And quite frankly, they had better indicate that they know something about my company or my line of business. They should have done some research. They should have Googled the clinic, Googled canine rehab, whatever. Put in an effort. I want them to show me that they know something about my business or me or the this area, this field of practice. Okay. So you say you worked at whatever, Chuck E. Cheese. What was that like? And let them tell you a little bit about that. What were the parts you liked the most about that job? And what parts didn't you like? Okay. So get them talking. I just want to know what they thought about that. And again, sometimes these are your good red flags. And again, there might be ones, and especially the part about what didn't you like, because I want them to be diplomatic, okay? I want them to say, well, you know, I didn't really get along with my manager. I really liked all the rest of my coworkers, and I liked the job, but, you know, the manager and I, I guess we just didn't see eye to eye, or we just didn't quite have the same values. So I thought it was better that I left. You know, something, tell me something in there, or sorry, that aspect about what didn't you like, tells me a bit more about the person. Because let's say I have to fire this person or anything, or this person I have to reprimand at some point in time. I need to know that they can handle that and they can be diplomatic about it, and they're not going to go spouting off on Facebook about, you know, oh, and this is terrible and my boss just chewed me out yesterday. Oh, what a terrible place to work. I want is a certain maturity as well. Okay. Alrighty. Next question. Did you have to deal directly with customers? Now, I already know that they did, because that's one of the reasons why I'm giving them an interview. So I can lead into there. Can you give me two examples of customer service where you went above and beyond to make a customer happy? Sorry. Now, here's one of the things I learned from one of the gurus that I learned from is you want to ask for examples, and you want to ask for two. Everybody can come up with likely one example, but coming up with two is really going to show your depth, and it's going to make you think on your feet. So I really want them to tell me two. They should have two examples of times they have done something great, really. If they can't give you two examples, that's a red flag. Okay, so the next question. Can you give me two examples of when you... I'm trying to read what I wrote here. Can you give me two examples of when you have had to engage in conflict resolution? So either in the workplace, home, or school. Okay, so I want to know how they have had to deal with difficult times, dealing with somebody who is difficult, and what they did. Okay. Okay, then the next question kind of ties in with that, but if they didn't answer that first one, maybe this one will tease it out a little bit more. Can you give me an example or two of when you had to make the best of working with someone with whom you did not get along with or agree with? Okay, and I'm sure we've all had that experience where maybe you're put into a group where you've had to work on a project on something, and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, these other people are just, you know, oxygen makers for plants, right? Or carbon dioxide makers for plants, i.e. useless. But you have to work with them. Or you find somebody that is like, oh my goodness, I find that person so annoying, you know, and abrasive or offensive, okay, but you still have to work with them. So I want to know that they've had to deal with that before and what they did in order to deal with that. Okay, next question. Can you give me two examples of taking initiative? So this one, I want to know that they've done something. They've taken initiative to start a program or something in the last business they were at or in school. If they've done something within their own learning that they've taken initiative. Okay, so two examples, two, okay? Next question. Can you tell me any stories that would indicate your attention to detail? So again, I want to know. Tell me a story about when you've had to, when your attention to detail showed. Okay. Next. Oh, this one's interesting. Can you tell me about a time when you felt bad for your boss or the company that you worked for when something went wrong, even if it wasn't your fault directly or indirectly? Okay. So in this is an interesting quote. This is an interesting one. And it was a different video I was watching, and this fellow was saying he wants to hire for guilt. He says the best people he has ever hired were ones that felt guilty, okay? Meaning that they're going to feel bad if they don't do a good job, if they don't put in good effort, if something goes wrong and they don't help out. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's fascinating. So this is a question that we've thrown in, okay, is the one about guilt. Okay, and then you get the nerdy ones. What are your 3 to 5 year aspirations? Okay, so I want to know that they actually care about their future, that they have a plan. Where are they at in life? Okay, so that's the main nerdy question. And then the regular stuff. So if we hired you, when could you start? And again, I'm going to ask them about their salary expectations. I'm going to ask them in person as well as on that questionnaire. Do you have any scheduled dates that you know of right now that you would need time off for? Okay, so your regular type stuff. And then lastly, I'm going to ask, do you have any questions for me? And I really hope they do, because really that should indicate, one, they're thinking on their feet. Two, they've done some research into their business, into my business, okay? And it's just perhaps a more well-rounded person that can come up with that. So if you are the employee, I want you to go into every interview thinking about what questions can I ask them, what questions can they ask them, because that's going to be more impressive that you have put in that effort and you're curious and interested. Okay. So with this interview, you should have found a few more red flags and weeded out some potential problem candidates. And you should also have gotten a good gut feeling about the person too, and seen their firsthand communication style and their ability to think on their feet. So lastly, hopefully you have a candidate or two left standing. And if not, then you got to go through the whole thing again. Then you... what I've done is ask them to come in and shadow for half a day. I want them to come into my business. I want them to see what's going on. I phrase it to them as, we want you to see what our business is about, and we want you to, we want this to be a job that you are absolutely certain that you want to have. So come see what we do. Come learn a little bit about that way and see if this is right for you. Okay, so that's what I tell them. But really what I want out of that is a few things. I want to see how they dress in a real life situation. I really want to see how they interact with my clients. And I got to tell you, my clients are great. They are so used to having interns and various things that they are naturally chit-chatty with whomever is in the room. Okay, I want to see if they are willing to be helpful in some way, either by taking initiative or, you know, so when we finish in the room with one client, do they help me tidy up and just kind of do that themselves? Or perhaps they might ask if they can help to do something, you know, can I put this away for you, or could I put down a new blanket on the floor? You know, absolutely, that'd be great. I want some initiative. I don't want them to be a lump in the corner just watching. Okay, I want to see how they are with dogs. So in my scenario, right, it's dogs. But I want to see how they are with them, how they, you know, interact with the dogs, how they approach dogs, whether the dogs like them, because, you know, we all know that dogs are a good judge of characters. Okay, and then also you may have the chance to ask them some additional questions as they come up. Or here's this, better yet, if they're coming in on a day when you have one of your regular clients scheduled, maybe give that client a heads up and say, oh, I'm kind of doing a job shadow interview. You know what, if you wouldn't mind asking the person that's in the room a few questions, like it doesn't have to be anything in particular, but if you wouldn't mind just engaging that person in some conversation, you know, I'd love to hear how they interact with you. And quite frankly, I love being a fly on the wall when that happens, because you get such a good sense of that person when you see them talking with somebody else. You know, and the somebody else isn't their interviewer, they're just a client, so... Okay, so when all of this is said and done, you hopefully have a successful candidate that you are now excited to hire. And just a wee note on that, we now hire people and give them a 6-month probation, meaning that we can fire them without having to have just cause or a payout if they're not working out within that time frame. Okay, usually people and businesses will have a 3-month probation, but we find that we we tend to just start seeing who they are as a real person by about that 3 month mark. So we extended ours to 6, and we have fired people at, you know, a 4 month mark or 3 months and 2 days, because we really do start to see how they are at about the 3 month. They should have learned most of the stuff that they need to do the job, and you start to see if they're still putting in an effort or if they're kind of slackers at that time. So 6 month probation, I would recommend. Alrighty, so that's it. So now be sure to invest in training your new person, but that's a different audio. Now, in regards to hiring, I hope this helps, and I hope you found it interesting. I know I have found it interesting to learn a lot of this stuff along the way. And until next time, cheers! And it's not shutting off.